Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here's the news on Sunday the 26th of June 2022. This week there are new language pages about Mamainde, a Nambiquaran language spoken in Mato Grosso State in western Brazil, and Bolu, a Pakanic language spoken in Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region in southern China. There's a new constructed script called Jigu, which is a phonetic script that can be used to write any language, and which was inspired by the Korean Hangul alphabet. There are two new adapted scripts, one called English Suraya, which is a way to write English with the Syriac script, devised by Alison Powell, and Arabo Chinese, which is a way to write Chinese, particularly Mandarin, with the Arabic script, created by Uriel Serna. There's a new numbers page, phrases page, and translation of the Tower of Babel story in Sierra Leone Creole, or Creole, an English-based Creole spoken in Sierra Leone. There are also new numbers pages in Ho-Chunk, or Winnebago, a Siouan language spoken in Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Iowa in the USA, and in Osage, or Wajaje, a Siouan language spoken in Oklahoma in the USA. There's an Omniglot blog post called Mountain Wind, which is about the Japanese word arashi, which means storm and is made up of the characters for mountain and wind, and another entitled Anti-Dry, which is about the French word anti-sèche, which means literally anti-dry, and is actually a cheat sheet or clip sheet, and the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Marius Minogarovit, Sivalfat, Sihat Chatum Gwarasid.
Here's a clue. Speakers of this language live far from where their ancestors originated. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Yonaguni, a southern Ryukyuan language spoken on Yonaguni Island in Okinawa Prefecture of Japan. It sounds a bit like this.
Ikanachin kundun tiranunke. Itchin tokuto parai pui.
There's a new Celtiatier post this week about words for crooked and related things in Celtic languages. In the Adventure in Etymology this week, we find out what links the word secret with words like crime, crisis, critic, and hypocrisy. I also made improvements to the Osage or Wajaje language page, and made a separate page for the Osage script. In other news, my current streak on Duolingo reached 1,800 days today, and I'm currently learning Danish, Dutch, Japanese, Scottish Gaelic, Spanish and Swedish there. Just a few languages. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club pages on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.